I specifically told him that I have always taken my clients out for a nice dinner. Every single one of my clients has always known that these dinners are just for filling out paperwork and having a glass of champagne to toast their new home. But before I knew it, he had his lips on mine.
Oh, what do you think the breakfast special is for this morning?
Well, it is Wednesday, which means it's usually that organic oatmeal bowl thing.
Ooh, I do like that.
Hello? Did you guys just hear me say that Jameson kissed me last night at what was supposed to be a business dinner?
Yeah, we heard you, sweetie. We just don't know what your issue is.
My issue is that a man unexpectedly kissed me. A man I fought to not take on as a client. But in the end, I did. And a whole bunch of people advocated for me to do such a thing. I am a realtor. I'm not someone who just goes around LA letting men kiss me. And Charlie, I get that you think he's hot, and he is. However, he's not someone I wanted to kiss me.
Nat, what happened after he kissed you? What did you do? Did you slap him? Did you tell him it was highly unprofessional of him to do that?
No. I didn't do any of those things, Sarah.
What did you do?
I ran.
You did what?
I ran. I bolted out of that hotel after I told him to just send me the paperwork. I didn't want to stay there in that uncomfortable moment.
I think you made it uncomfortable.
Why would you think that, Charlie? I was not the one who kissed him. He kissed me.
Yeah, I know that. But you ran out on a man who kissed you. A man who is clearly interested in you. And you didn't even do something about the kiss? That tells me that you might have wanted him to kiss you a little more than you may have thought about.
After Charlie said that to me, we all stayed quiet most of the time at the restaurant for the rest of the morning. And truthfully, I'm glad we did. It gave me time to collect my thoughts. Maybe Charlie was right. Maybe I did want that kiss to happen. After all, I didn't stop it. I just ran from it. And when has running away from a problem ever worked for someone? I'll wait for someone to come up with an answer.
Hey, Matthew, it's me. I don't know if you're home, but I wanted to switch out my purses real quick. I'm coming up the stairs just in case you're up there. I don't want to scare you.
Oh, that's odd. We never leave our bedroom door closed.
Matthew, are you...
Sarah, wait!
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
What are you doing here?
I just came home to change out my purse. I'm gonna go.
You already went, okay.
I'm gonna go.
Hi, miss. Welcome to the Palace Strip Club. I hope you're not expecting a dance right now, or we don't open for another 4 hours.
No. I'm not here for a dance, Mr.
Call me Jack.
Oh, you're Jack? Jack Hunter?
Uh-huh, yeah. What did you say your name was again?
I'm Sarah. I'm here to see my friend Charlie. Is she in?
She's actually on her break right now out in the back alley.
Great, thanks.
Hey, you.
Hey.
What brings you by the club?
I need to talk to you, and Nat is not picking up her phone, and I...
Sarah, whoa, calm down. What's going on right now? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Not a ghost. A fully erect penis.
Oh, well, I know you and Matthew have struggled in that department. I can only imagine how long it's been. Did you two crazy people finally break your streak? And if so, how did it feel? And are we in save the marriage mode right now?
No, we are not. Look, I came home to change out my purse because I was going to go shopping and I didn't want some big bag in my way. So I was going to switch to a clutch. And as I went up the stairs, I noticed that our bedroom door was closed and we never close it when we're out of the towel. So Charlie, I asked if he was home. I did. He didn't say a thing. He must not have heard me over...
Porn?
Exactly.
You caught the man you're in the middle of a divorce with tugging at his coconut tree?
That's a way of putting it.
Honey, didn't he do that already? Every man does.
I don't know, Charlie. I always assumed that he did, yet we haven't had sex in months. Can I be honest with you?
Of course.
I'm a little mad that he has been shooting his load everywhere, but not feeling the need to touch me in months. I mean, it's hurtful. Does he not value me enough? Does he value some bimbo with fake boobs on a laptop more?
Sarah, stop it. I'm not going to let you think like that. And if you want my honest opinion, then I'll give it to you.
Of course.
I do think that Matthew still finds you attractive. However, this is a strange time for the both of you right now.
I know that.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to have sex with Matthew again?
I punched him in the face, Charlie. I was practically belittled by him in our kitchen. I don't think there's a spark there anymore. Oh, and let us not forget that he shot down the possibility of salvaging our marriage in a counseling session.
Sarah, with all due respect, stop deflecting from what I asked you. Do you want to have sex with your husband?
I mean, yes. Yes, I want him to love me the way I want to be loved. I know it sounds cliche. I know it might make me seem like a confusing person, but Matthew and I have always had this thing in bed. We've always been able to say a lot to each other without words. We've always communicated in a special way.
Come on.
Don't you have to get back to work?
Later. There's something I need to do for you.
Oh yeah? What's that?
I need to take you lingerie shopping, and then I need to take your phone from you and delete that dating app, okay?
Do you think that's all necessary?
I most certainly do.
Beverly, hi.
Hello. I hope I'm not interrupting your process.
Not at all. In fact, I just finished all my work for the day, and I just emailed you those reports.
Oh, great.
By the way, what's with the flowers? That's an absolutely beautiful bouquet of roses. Did Howard send them to you? I know how much you love getting flowers at the office.
That I do. However, these are for you. And they're from Jameson Pembroke, of all people. There's a card. And I just had to read it.
What does the card say?
Well, it says that you are one in a million, just like the property you sold to him. I have to say, I think he likes you.
Possibly. But you know I take a firm hand when it comes to dating clients. It's just not something that I do.
I know, but maybe you should start thinking about such a thing.
Why do you say that?
Because this flip phone was also in the bouquet. And I have a feeling that he'll be calling you at any moment now. And I think that if a man goes through that much trouble for a woman, well, then it must mean something.
Perhaps.
See? I told you. I'm going to leave you alone now. Good luck!
Hi, it's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. Jameson. But I have a feeling you already knew that. So, did you get the paperwork back?
I did. Thanks for sending it over.
Of course. Oh, and I sure hope you have not thrown those flowers away. They actually are from my mother's garden.
How thoughtful. But I don't think I can keep them. I might give them to my assistant.
Well, that choice is yours. But they are meant to be admired by you.
You're quite the smooth talker. I just think you should know that I didn't necessarily enjoy you kissing me last night. I take not dating my clients seriously.
And I respect that. I'm just hoping you'll make a small exception for me. After all, I would love to see you again at some point. Maybe for a drink and a very expensive dinner?
Expensive, huh?
Anything you want.
I'm flattered, really, but I think I'm going to have to turn you down.
All right. Listen, you said that you don't date your clients. I'm no longer your client, though.
Past, present, future. All laws of time matter.
I don't think that's entirely true. You did date a man by the name of Barry Truman after you sold him a home about 5 years ago?
Excuse me? Are you insta-stalking me or something?
Oh, it just happened to have come up after I hit follow.
You follow me on Instagram now?
I sure hope I'll get a follow back.
You most certainly will not.
And why not? Are you putting walls up against me already, Natalie? What's going on?
I sold you a home. Isn't that enough? Why do you have to send me flowers? Why do you have to send me a burner phone to call me on? This isn't some rom-com. This is real life. I'm a grown woman. I have a job. I have a home of my own. I have designer clothes. I have a family that loves me. I have friends that adore me. And when it comes to men, I do have standards. I don't just go around in hotels kissing people unexpectedly like life is some Julia Roberts film.
Well, it's breaking my heart that I'm not meeting your standards. So if you change your mind, let me know.
Goodbye, Mr. Pembroke.
Goodbye.
Why don't men ever understand?
Hello, welcome to Beauty in Essex. What can I get you ladies to drink?
Can we have a bottle of your 2017 Talbot Chardonnay, please?
Great choice. I'll certainly get that ready for you.
Thanks. I'm so glad all of us were able to get together for a girls-only dinner tonight.
It has been such a long day. I'm glad one of the dancers was able to take my shift tonight. I so needed to see both of you.
I feel the same way.
So, Sarah, Charlie tells me that you are planning a romantic evening with you and Matthew soon.
Yeah. I'm hoping to maybe fix some of the stuff that's broken.
I'm happy to hear that. You're not alone.
I know, and I appreciate that.
We've got your back, girl.
Anyway, let's talk about something else. How was your day, Nat?
Oh, it was fine. Let's see. I got all caught up on my work. I'm showing a house this weekend to an iconic multi-Emmy winning soap actor.
Ooh, how glamorous.
I hope so. And let's see, there was something else that happened today. Gosh, what was that? Oh yeah, Jameson Pembroke had flowers delivered to my office calling me a one in a million person. Bev read the card. Oh, and he put a burner phone in the flowers, which he called me from and begged me to go out with him.
What?
Yup.
I thought you swore him off. What's changed since this morning?
Not a damn thing. I really laid down the law with him. I told him that I didn't want to go out with him.
Oh God, he brought up Barry, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Wait, how did you?
Because I can already see it now. I bet you told him about your golden business rule and he brought up Barry in hopes of somehow catching you off guard.
That's exactly how it went down.
What are you going to do about him?
Nothing. I said no. He needs to respect that.
That he does.
Oh, I really hope that's not him.
Don't worry, it's me. Hello? Hi. I can't talk right now. Yes, I'm sure. Look, I know. I'm still coming. Yes, I promise. Okay, just text me the directions. I'll see if I can get the time off.
What the hell just happened?
Who was that?
Oh, it was nothing.
Don't lie to us. That wasn't just nothing. Who were you on the phone with?
And where are you planning on going? Sarah and I are always honest with you. And you've always been honest with us. What's going on?
You guys.
Charlie?
It was my mom.
Tanya? I thought you two didn't speak to one another anymore.
I thought the same. What's changed?
She.
Sweetie, what is it?
Her cancer's back and she's dying. She wants me to come see her on her deathbed, basically. And I told her that I would. Mom is dying. She's dying.
We're here for you. Forever and always.